Back home, and a Dublin drone delivery service says it will be able to reach around 500,000 people in the capital by the summer as it expands to 2 new areas, and it's aiming to have 10 bases serving 1 million customers by the end of this year. But complaints about noise around Manna's current base in West Dublin have led to calls for regulation of drone deliveries. Our Eastern correspondent, Samantha Lebrary, has this report, where she began by speaking with the chief executive and founder of Manna, Bobby Healy.
Doing today, we'll probably do 200 or 300 flights. There we go.
In a small concrete lot behind Blanchardstown Shopping Centre, dozens of meals are being delivered around Dublin 15 by 5 large white drones. Manna has been operating in the area for almost a year, and because business is booming, they've opened a second base nearby.
Now, we started off in Moneygall, then Oranmore, then Balbriggan, and now here. And our last location, 38% of the population used the service. Here, in half the time, we've already reached 22% of Dublin 15, so it's massively popular. Coffee's one of the most popular things, ice cream, burgers and fries and stuff. It's just a way better way to get it. Instead of delivery drivers flying around, racing around housing estates, there's now drones safely flying overhead.
But in nearby Castle Knock, some residents say they're being impacted by hundreds of drone flights overhead, with evenings, weekends and Wednesday afternoons, when local secondary students are on a half day, some of the busiest times for deliveries.
I'm Peter from Castle Knock. My house is 50 metres, maybe 100 metres, as the crow flies from the takeoff and landing zone. From about 8:30, 8:45, you can hear them coming in. It's an unusual sound. It's like a lawnmower going over your house, or a moped. Even though I live close to sort of a main N3 motorway, I can hear the traffic, I can hear this more distinctly. Like, it's just annoying. It feels intrusive. I did speak to Manna drones and I stopped them flying directly over my house, but now they go kind of parallel to my house.
Do you see any benefits to drone delivery?
Yeah, I do. I mean, my daughter is 22. She actually took a delivery as part of the fun of the initial delivery. I see them talking about delivering medical devices. I'm sure in the storm it would have been ideal to deliver battery packs. It's a hugely very valuable technology. Delivering a coffee or a pit of bread or a bag of chips, I think that's a problem. They're creating a problem for a solution. I had a postman here this morning in an electric vehicle deliver 2 packages, one to my house, one to the house next door, and has probably delivered 40 more along the route. And you would have told me that you would have to fly a drone to deliver each one individually.
Manna is expanding to 2 more locations by the summer in Glasnevin and Talla, bringing its services within reach of 500,000 Dubliners. By the end of the year, they're aiming to have 10 bases, serving around 1 million people in the capital, but 2 TDs for Dublin West, the Green Party's Roderick O'Gorman and Ruth Coppinger of People Before Profit Solidarity, say local experience shows it's time to regulate commercial drone deliveries.
Once this is a success, many, many other companies will also go the same route. And as somebody said, will our skies be as busy as our roads? So this needs proper discussion, regulation and consultation, and that hasn't been happening. I can see this becoming an issue for residents all over the country, and I think people are entitled to enjoy the peace of their own back gardens and of their own homes.
25 Blanchardstown businesses are using Manna, and many believe drone delivery is the future for food consumption.
My name's Lyndon Ferris. I'm the owner and operator of Lindo's Pizza. It's a game changer for my business because of its lightning fast delivery service, cheaper than other services actually, so ends up cheaper for me and the customer. Maximum would take 3 minutes to get delivered within 3 kilometres, so the pizzas, they stay hot and fresh like they just came out of the oven. It has had a really big impact on sales in my business.
Manna says it's using a number of measures to reduce noise levels. They'd welcome regulation, and that drone delivery has the potential for wider social benefits.
We used to fly at 45 metres when we started because of airspace limits. We now go up to 75 metres, so that's largely fixed that issue of the noise. We also have new technology coming on board this month, actually, brand new propellers that are 2.5 times quieter. So we're quite confident that we've solved that issue, and that's evident in the numbers. We got one complaint out of 150,000 people in December, two complaints in January. That's not a lot of complaints given the number of flights we're doing and the number of people that live here. I mean, we're good citizens. We believe in good regulation, responsible regulation, and we're cooperative in that regard. The benefits are huge. There's no CO2 produced when our aircraft fly, so it's a very environmentally friendly service. And then we did a trial recently of a defibrillator service, so we plan to roll that out. Everywhere we go, there'll be a 3-minute defibrillator service, and that's really important. So there's lots of societally very beneficial outcomes for our service. It's not just burgers and fries and coffee.
And that was Bobby Healy, founder and CEO of Mana, finishing Samantha Librari's report. Coming up, cheerleaders, quarterbacks and touchdowns. We'll hear what's in store as the NFL comes to Croke Park in September.